ti mano a la zia da fare quella scia da te, beh, la tua zia, alle piane, io mi vorrei, beh, la faccia da sempre, me la faccia sempre, mori, oh.
The following case, in the halakha, they were selling aliyot on Yom Tov, and there was a rabbi in the kahal, and the fellow bought the rabbi aliyat shlishi. He was Yisrael. The rabbi made the bishah berak, etc. Somebody else, unbeknowing that, bought the same rabbi aliyat shishi. Now the rabbi has two aliyot, shlishi and shishi. Is he allowed to go up for both aliyot? Or do we say that since he went up already in this sequence of aliyot, that he should not go up twice? The Rama in Resh Pei Bet is mashma that once a person goes up in a sequence of aliyot, he should not go up again in that same sequence. And therefore, the proper thing in that case is for the rabbi to choose between the shlishi or the shishi, whatever he prefers, and then to give that aliyah, or let the person that bought it choose to give that aliyah to somebody else. Hakam avadya, alav shalom, whoever makes a distinction. And he says, unless it's a scenario where it's necessary. What's a case that's necessary? Tzorech. Let's say there's one kohen, and he has yortzeit. So he has to go up kohen because he's the only kohen. But he also wants that maftir because of the yortzeit. Or he's a kohen and he wants to have also maftir yonah. So in such a case, the Hakam says, since you have a tzorech over there, where he's the only kohen, where he has no choice to take the first aliyah, but he needs the other aliyah because of another circumstance. In such a case, the Hakam allows the same kohen to go up twice, both for the first aliyah and both for the maftir or mashlim.